My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to talk about seven overrated marketing channels. So in the last episode, we talked about underrated marketing channels. Now we want to talk about what we think might be a little overboard right now. So here, I'll start first, Clubhouse. So Neil actually won this battle with me. So Neil and I will often disagree on things. And this is one where I think Neil's going to win because I was spending 40 hours a week on Clubhouse. And I checked my phone last week. I was down to less than 1 hour. So a couple of weeks before that, I was at 4 hours, right? So I think drop-in audio is here to stay. I think it's everything in moderation, but you know, you kind of have to go to the excess first to understand moderation. So Clubhouse would be the first one. I think Neil agrees with that.
Yeah. The next one is Instagram. I know a lot of people here love Instagram, unless you're using like their features like live and doing interviews with people, kind of like how Eric and I are doing a podcast together, but doing that on Instagram. Most of the stuff that you'll push on Instagram, the reach is just continually going lower and lower, and it's going to be another Facebook, even though it's already owned by them. And the reason being is they want you to spend more and more money on ads. We've seen this playbook all over again with Facebook. You're going to see it more aggressively within the next few years as well on Instagram.
Yeah, this one's going to seem like a lazy answer. Number three. So Neil just talked about Instagram. I'm going to talk about Facebook. The organic reach is even worse on Facebook. So if you look at the trends for social over time, they need to drive more money from their feeds, right? As they get bigger and bigger. And if it's an auction-based system, it's going to get more and more expensive. And so the only way to kind of continue for them to pump out more money is to drive organic reach down. So you got to think about the incentives of these social media platforms. So Facebook, Instagram, really any feed-based social platform, I think at least in its current state, it's probably going to end up like that. So Facebook would be number three.
And number four is going to be Facebook Messenger bots or any Messenger bots controlled by them. I know it's booming right now, but the reason I say it's overrated is it's not going to last. They're going to make you pay to reach out to every single person on your contact, which is going to suck. And then once people start spamming and everything like that, you're going to see the click rates go down. We're already seeing the click rates go down. But to clarify on this one, I think for the next 12 plus months, you're going to be good, but you're going to see the same thing repeat with Facebook Messenger bots and any Messenger bots that they control.
Yep. On my end, so, you know, your mileage may vary. When I look at the time I spent on Reddit ads, it hasn't performed that well from, you know, the clients we've helped in the past, right? And that's not to say Reddit ads won't perform at all. I think there will be case scenarios where you can make it work, right? But I'm just comparing it to, like, you know, when you think about Facebook or Google ads or YouTube ads, you can really scale it effectively. I think with Reddit, you're going to, it's almost like hitting lightning in a bottle if you're going to make it work. So.
And number six on my end is push notifications. Push notifications, you can get a lot of traffic from push notifications. Those are those browser notifications that you see whenever you subscribe to a website. But what you'll find is it's great for traffic. It's terrible for conversions. That you can get a ton of people reading a blog post or whatnot, but that traffic just doesn't convert as well, or that channel doesn't.
Yep. And so number seven, last from my end, in the last episode, I mentioned how podcast advertising can be really good. The problem, I think this one's really across the board. I think channels are overrated if you don't understand your audience, right? So using podcast advertising as an example, let's say you're trying to drive direct response conversions, right? That's just not going to work out for you. Or if you are trying to, you know, hit up your audience where people are 50 plus years old or 60 plus years old, they're probably not going to be hanging out on Twitch, right? And I actually, Twitch would probably be one that I would pick as overrated because I've tried that one as well. But I just think I want to make this a little more general, saying, hey, you really need to understand your audience, because just because Neil and I are saying something's overrated or underrated, your mileage may vary, right? So you have to do your own homework, do your own research. So that is it for today. Text us 310-349-3785. Once again, it's 310-349-3785. And just let us know your feedback or other topics you'd like to see us cover. And we will catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here, and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.